American border officials are looking for the real security threats at the same time that they screen tens of thousands of trucks carrying legitimate goods. This task is so difficult that the government must rely on trucking companies to monitor what they themselves carry. The latest tool requiring truckers to report their cargo before they even get to the border. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Gregorio Servin drove his truck and trailer filled with vegetables about 14 hours from the fields of Culiacan, Mexico, to Nogales, Arizona. Then he stopped.
Poco más o menos 2 horas.
2 horas.
Poco más o menos, sí, 2 horas.
2 hours.
That's a pretty typical wait behind a long line of other trucks entering the U.S. His big rig passes between two tall yellow pillars, radiation portal detectors. Then a camera captures his license plate as he drives into a shed. A customs officer uses a black Labrador to sniff for drugs. And the driver pulls up to a booth and hands over his paperwork, where things slow down.
Right now, they're using light pens to wand barcodes. They're typing stuff into computer screens. And, of course, that all takes precious seconds.
Louis Salmonfink heads the Customs and Border Protection Cargo Systems Office in Washington. Those precious seconds add up when you're processing 1,200 trucks a day just here in Nogales. So CBP wants carriers to submit their manifests, their truck contents, ahead of time, electronically. It's called e-manifest.
By having all this information in advance and by having it all linked together, we're really going to take the workload of our officers in that primary booth and almost eliminate it.
All cargo information will instantly show up on a computer screen. That's a good thing, says David Heyman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies, but it was mandated by Congress in 2002, and it's only now being gradually implemented in Arizona, Washington State, and part of North Dakota.
In 3 more months, it'll be introduced to California, New Mexico, and Texas as well. But we're just now coming online in 2007, 5 years after it was required by law.
That's in part because carriers resisted and the system took longer than expected to set up. The government is also asking companies to be part of what it calls the Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism, a voluntary program in which carriers are trained to do some of their own security. David Heyman says it means companies are scrutinizing themselves.
That's the great unknown, and we are relying largely on voluntary measures that will now become mandatory, but that are still not fully audited.
Members of Congress have suggested inspecting every truck entering the U.S., but the government doesn't have the resources, and the CBP's Louis Salmonfink says it doesn't want to check everything.
If we suddenly took every arriving conveyance in the United States, 50 to 60,000 trucks a day, and drayed them all through these x-rays, and I tell you, I think it would probably bring the country to its knees pretty quickly.
So to avoid driving up the cost of goods or stopping trade altogether, agents will rely on technology like eManifest. But nothing's perfect. eManifest has had connection problems. Those radiation portal detectors can't tell the difference between weapons-grade plutonium and harmless medical products. Dogs are good at smelling smuggled marijuana, but not smuggled people. So Brian Levin, with Customs and Border Protection in Arizona, says agents still rely on training and instincts.
Maybe somebody that we haven't seen before, a new importer, a shipment, a commodity that we haven't seen come through here before.
Or a suspicious glance, a sweaty brow. About one quarter of the trucks and drivers here get a full inspection. The rest, like Gregorio Servin, are sent down the highway with a load of cucumbers and, everyone hopes, nothing else. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.